Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Millie Youngquist, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Washington County, about the foundation and how it helps the community. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Community Foundation of Washington County is having a fundraiser coming up. You and I both serve on the board. Can you start by telling folks what this group does?
Okay. The Community Foundation of Washington County is a nonprofit group that works with other nonprofits and individuals in our county to develop endowments that will continue to benefit nonprofit causes actually forever. They're permanent endowments, and there are tax advantages to individuals who either donate to an existing account or establish a new one. It's called the Endow Iowa Tax Credit, and it's a credit of 25% of the amount of your donation, and that is not a deduction, but a tax credit, so it's taken off of your taxes in the spring when you do your tax work. So it's significant advantages.
And what are some of the area projects and organizations that have benefited from some of these endowments?
We are a county organization, so we have nonprofits throughout the county, such as the Parkside Activity Center in Wellman, the Kelowna Historical Village. There are other endowments that go to certain school districts. The Claude and Mary Griner Scholarship is through the Mid-Prairie Foundation, and the Phyllis and John Jackson Music Scholarship is through the Washington School Foundation. In addition, we have the Kelowna Public Library, the Washington Public Library, HACAP, the Hospice of Washington County, the Washington County Conservation Endowment is with us. So we really have our antenna out to all different parts of the county for many different types of causes.
And if somebody feels really passionately about something that we haven't mentioned, are they able to set something up for that?
Yes. Any individual or group of individuals or organization may make open an endowment to benefit any nonprofit. The Endow Iowa Tax Credit is available to any Iowa taxpayer. The only stipulations are that it must be used for a charitable cause, and the money must benefit an Iowa organization or that type of thing.
And how do people go about setting up these foundations? Are they able to do this at any point in their life?
Yes. In fact, people can set them up as an estate gift, a planned gift. They can set them up at any time while they're living, and then have the joy of watching their money go to work and many people benefiting from it, and knowing that that way of to benefit people will continue even after their death. Nonprofit groups have also invested funds with us, and that is also a wonderful way to make sure that they're able to support their cause and do all kinds of things in the future to strengthen that organization.
And is there a large amount that people need to have to establish these endowments?
The minimum amount to receive distributions or a payout or whatever you call it is $10,000. And we really suggest that amount or close to it to start with. If it's a smaller amount, then the fees can kind of eat away at it, but it will grow very well because our investments are handled by our lead foundation in Bettendorf, the Community Foundation of the Great River Bend. And those investments are pooled with other investments, so they're able to get a better rate of interest and lower fees. And they're invested very conservatively to protect the principal, and so that money can go on working for years and years to come.
And it's kind of interesting as a board member to see that day when they receive the distribution and they kind of tell you about some of the projects, you know, the animal shelter or Camp Reese or the scholarships, you know, who the money is helping.
Right. That's an exciting day, and it happens in the spring. And it is really fun to hand them the check, and then they will say what they are doing with the money and how it's helping them. And it's very wonderful to be there for that.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Millie Youngquist, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Washington County. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.